Morning, everyone. It's good to be back at Capital. Been about 3 months, I think. Grace and I were here before Christmas. Yes, before Christmas. My message was on the goodness of God, if anybody remembers. And it's good to be back after another 3 months away and to see everybody again. And I was asked to bring a little bit of an update on the ministry and what's been happening since then. So I'll do that just to start off. But before I do that, I need to bring some greetings to you. First of all, greetings from my mother. Those who remember her, to those who know her, she brings her love and greetings to you. And also greetings from Kara and Junjun, who you met, or many of you met last September, October, I think it was. And Kara said, please give our dear brethren at CBC our warmest love hugs, loving hugs. So, see Grace if you want one of those. So, just a little update. Our ministry is Island Gospel Ministries. I don't know if anybody is unfamiliar here with our ministry. If you are unfamiliar with our ministry and you'd like to know more, please talk to Grace and I after the service. We'd be happy to tell you more. But our ministry is Island Gospel Ministries in the province of Bohol, which is in the central Philippines. And the ministry was started by my parents in 1986, so 40 years ago, this ministry was started as a ministry of this church. And Grace and I have been involved in the ministry for the last 20 years, since 2005. So we were here last November, December, and gave you a little update. So I'm just going to give you an update on what's been going on since then. Last November, I was telling you when I was here about the three significant typhoons that had hit Philippines in the month of November and asked you to pray for the recovery of that. And so since then, there has been a lot of recovery going on, especially replacing boats of pastors and church members. And so we appreciate so much the support of this ministry, of this church here, for our ministry over there. Your gifts, your very generous gifts, have been enabled us to do a lot of recovery work from disasters and special needs of our people over there. Your support helps us replace and repair boats. This was after one of the typhoons last November. This was all that was left of one of our pastor's boats. So he had an urgent request for help for that, and we were able to do that, and as well as a fairly steady flow of requests over these last few months for that kind of help. But your gifts have also helped in with medical needs of our pastors and our people, and it also supports our Bible school that we have going on over there as well. So we do very much appreciate your help and partnership and your part in our ministry over there, especially in those ways. In February, end of January, our good friends from Great Hope Baptist Church in Brisbane, Pastor Mike and Sister Kylie, went to Bohol to minister there. 10 years now as pastor in that church in Brisbane, and for that 10 years they've been taking trips back and forth to our ministry over there, been very involved over those years, and we're so thankful for them and their part in our ministry too. So they were there for about 3 weeks, helping in different ways, teaching the students in the school. Those are some of our senior high school students in the Christian school, Maranatha Christian School, that Luce mentioned in her prayer. And this is Myrna. Now, you see Kara there in the middle, those who remember Kara. The one in the bed is Kara's mother-in-law, Junjun's mother, Myrna. And she's been a diabetic for quite some time. And in January, she had a serious infection in her foot, which started to spread up her leg. The doctors in Taliban said they would probably have to cut her leg below the knee and that she would lose that leg. So then, miraculously, we were put in touch with a Christian doctor in Tagbalaran, the major city of Bohol. And so we took her there to the hospital where this doctor worked. She was treated in hospital there for a week. And at the end of that time, with a lot of prayer going on, the doctor said, "I think we only need to take 3 toes. And that's what happened. She lost 3 toes. And that was in the beginning of February when they had that surgery. And she's been recovering since. And we really need prayers for that recovery, for the healing of those wounds and the infection, that there wouldn't be any more infection get in there and that those wounds would heal up. She's with her daughter, who's on the right-hand side of Kara there, Wilma. She's living with her at the moment, being cared for there. The other two are the children of the previous director of our ministry, Gammy and Millie Beltran. You would know that name. They were, Gammy and Millie were directors of IGM from 1991 until 2005. And that's their 2 children there visiting Myrna as well. They're actually nephew and niece of Myrna, cousins of Kara and Junjun. And Doreena's been serving as a missionary in Cambodia, and Aaron's now looking after Millie, her giver. So please pray for Myrna. Okay, that's an important prayer request. Thanks, Jacob. Then you might recognize these people, Earl and Sandy. They are there right now in the Philippines, in Bohol, in Taliban. And they've gone over there for 3 weeks to check on how things are going in the school and to do some ministry over there. So please pray for Earl and Sandy. There they are having a dinner with June and Kara and staff member Donna, dorm supervisor. And there's Sandy speaking to the students of Maranatha Christian School at their chapel time. And this is our senior high department, basically. So most of the students in our senior high, together with our staff on the right-hand side, Jemima, Donna, and then Kara, are teaching in the senior high. Pastor Boy is the school administrator sitting down, and to his right is Grace's sister, Linny, who is helping in the school as well, teaching there. Most of the students there of our senior high. Pray for our senior high students, especially those who will be graduating this year and hopefully going on to college. This is our summer mission team. So summer mission happens after the end of the school year. So the end of the school year finishes in the end of this month. Earl will be the special speaker at the graduation before they return to Australia. And then summer mission happens. So this is our team that's organizing summer mission and running it. So pray for them as they prepare for summer mission in April and May, reaching out to children, thousands of children through VBS, and also to youth, teenagers through our camps. Thanks, Jacob. And yeah, some of our dorm students, another important part of our ministry, is running a dorm for the island church kids to come and live with us on the mainland so that they can attend school there. And please pray for our pastors. That's our group of pastors and church leaders. We have 15 churches on 15 different islands. And these are the guys that are doing the work out there on those islands, pastoring those churches. So please pray for, continue to pray for our island pastors. All right. That's our ministry in a nutshell, all right? So most of the important parts of our ministry. If you'd like to know any more about it, please, as I said before, talk to us after the service. All right, we'll take questions then. We won't have questions now. So thank you all for your prayers. I know that many of you are constantly praying for us at IGM, together with the school, Maranatha Christian School as well. And we appreciate so much those prayers, and we appreciate so much the generous support that we receive from Capital Bible Church. So thank you from everyone over at IGM.